I want to start this by saying that I am obviously not a doctor or a nutritionist. I am a chef. I am also someone who could stand to take his own advice a little bit more. So in all honesty, I am writing this as much for you as I am for myself. I'm Chef Ben, this is Food in 5, and today we're talking about how to eat healthy and not die. There are a few secrets to eating healthy that are really easy to master. They take little to no extra time and can drastically change your life. So what are they and how can you eat healthy? Well, let's get into it. So first of all, what does eating healthy mean to you? First thing you need to do is define what eating healthy means to you. This may seem odd, but a lot of people have a lot of different views on this. To some, eating healthy means eating vegan or gluten-free or keto or only bananas. You have to figure out what it is to you. What are you trying to accomplish? For me, eating healthy means not eating takeout more than once every few months. It means eating salads with simple vinaigrettes with most meals, not eating too much candy, which is very hard for me, but a little is okay here and there. Really, for me, eating healthy is not about exclusion, it's about balance and eating less. A lot less of those fatty, salty, sweet things that we all know and love. I find that when I tell myself that I'm going to fully exclude something from my diet, it's all I can think about. My mind is consumed with the thought of eating it until I break and binge on it. If I allow myself little things once in a while, I find that I'm much less likely to binge, and I think about it a lot less. That's why I don't generally fully exclude anything when I'm trying to eat healthier. And dieting, I think, is total bullshit. I don't believe in dieting. I think that it is a self-defeating term. It implies a temporary situation. Being on a diet means that eventually you won't be. Eventually you will go back to eating the things that you did before and the way you did before. This will put you right back to where you started. I believe that if you want to lose weight and keep it off, or if you want to do anything for that matter, it's about lifestyle change. A diet is like a band-aid on a severed finger. Yeah, it might hold it together for a second, but without someone fully changing that finger's circumstances by sewing it back together, it's not going to change. Another thing I strongly believe in is that if you cook at home rather than eating out, you are already miles ahead of most people. Of course, what you cook matters. If you're cooking fatty, salty foods every day, it isn't going to be good for you, but it will still be better than for people who eat delivery 3 or 4 times a week. And to be clear, I mean cooking from scratch. I honestly believe that the single greatest thing you can do to affect your health, other than exercise, is to learn to cook. Cooking gives you control over what you put in your body, gives you complete knowledge of salt content and fat content because you're the one adding those fatty and salty ingredients. When you do cook, cook and eat more vegetables than anything else. This is something that I have trouble with. I love meat, I love it a lot. And I have never been terribly adventurous when it comes to cooking vegetables. This is definitely something that I have to work on. I was brought up on meat and potatoes, and I recently realized that that's pretty much how I still eat. It's time for a change. So I'm setting a goal for myself to eat vegetarian once or twice a week, and eat way more vegetables with every meal. Vegetables that aren't just soaked in butter and salt. That's my goal, to get healthy. Not temporarily alter my diet, but to change how I eat going forward. What about you? I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. Like and subscribe to this podcast. And if you do, tell your friends about it. And I'll be back tomorrow with another fantastic episode of Food in 5. And tomorrow is Thursday, so it's an episode of Brief History. I'll see you then.